Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it's good to be back for three big hours today after an abbreviated appearance yesterday. And loaded up. Great people coming by as we start the countdown to the end of the year. Just a couple of quick questions. What is the priciest from end to end, if you go end to end, toll road in the world? Not in America, in the world. You can take a shot at that, 855-839-1210. I'll tell you the answer in a little bit, because around this time of the year, it's in the news usually. So what is the priciest, what costs the most, if you go to end-to-end toll road in the entire year? Also, before I play any sound, of course, yesterday, the Somali fraud story is beyond belief. And I'm trying, you know, in every way that I can with sources, and I'll try to get Nick Shirley on, because predictably the other side, the left, can't give it up what's going on here. And it even calls into question legal immigration for significant numbers of people if their mission is to come here and plunder, not assimilating, not buying in. Is it fair to say that in Minnesota, because of the progressive government, because of social media today, because of how they arrived here, isn't it fair to say the Somali population, not every single person, all right, but we're talking by and large, they have not assimilated. They have not bought into this. They see power in the, quote, community there all the time, being front people in one way or another for the Democrat Party, and they get the largesse of the laundering of money that goes through the Democrat Party to all these fake daycares. We'll play you coming up, and I'll give you an alert on YouTube of this 2015 surveillance video. Fox is playing it right now. It shows Minnesota parents pretending to drop kids off at a daycare because they're in on it. It's not just the fraudsters. They pay these people. Fake stuff of bringing their kids there, coming in for a minute or so, or some days not bring them at all, and get paid. They're in on it. Several of the police have been there saying they are siding with the Somali country and Somali land and all this stuff, and they don't have allegiance. That's why this is important. But it's important also to call out, as Chris Rufo, who really is a tremendous investigative reporter, the FBI, Kash Patel, is on the clock here. Because the bottom line of what I want, I think you want out of this, is not just this expose, but many people have to go to jail, including elected officials, or they have to be kicked out, be it Walz, be it the attorney general there, who's a national figure. Something has to happen to them. And Chris Rufo on Twitter and others are saying, no, the FBI and Kash Patel, they weren't on top of this. We're not going to cover for them. People are tired of this stuff. And ultimately, if you don't put people in jail, and I'm not just talking about the Somalis that are involved in this, I'm talking up and down the line, as many people as you can, people start to say, there's no fastball here. You're pretending, you're huffing and puffing, and nothing ever happens. So we're going to see what he does with the FBI, but he's been late to this. And it's fair. I don't have to cover for Cash Patel. You don't have to cover for Cash Patel. And the news media, of course, some still not reporting the story. The newspaper record there is on a defensive campaign to say they did talk about this stuff. Not true. And again, even Fox was pretty late to this story. So what is the priciest toll road in the world? It's in the news again today as we get closer to January 1st. The other throughout the show, I'll be asking you, and I got a lot on Twitter with this. Larry David, curmudgeon, probably thinks this. He put it into his show, though. You shouldn't be able to say Happy New Year after January 7th. I've already said Happy New Year to 10 or 11 people today, with the caveat, if I don't see you before then, fair to do. It's a nice thing saying Happy New Year. Continue it through January. I don't know if you want to say Valentine's Day, then you can say that. But why January 7th? Why do we have to be under control with saying something that's pleasant? You know, and people that you really don't have many great conversations with, it's kind of an icebreaker. It's kind of, you see them in a hallway, you see, you know, Happy New Year. What the heck? Now, if you're saying it in the spring, maybe it's the first time you saw them. I'm not going to be a Happy New Year Scrooge. I don't think you should be either. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. All right, let's start off with Jessica Tarlov. She yesterday tried, this is cut 11. She's trying to make the point. She's trying to argue the figures. Now, Nick Shirley's going down Broadway here, saying in the one day he put out there in this 42-minute video, $110 million in fraud. Nick, we love you. That might be a little bit high, but I think it's tens of millions. So what's the left's angle of attack? Rather than say, oh, my God, particularly when you have the Quality Learning Center, they leave out the N for learning. Yeah, on the top of their sign. They don't bother to change it. Ah, what the hell? Why would we change that? Yeah, but your learning center here, you're sending kids here. And there are no kids there, of course. No footprints in the snow. They just give us a massive template for this. Here's Tarlo, though, doing her best. And then we have one of the other progressives. I think it was Marie Harf saying, I can't explain why this has gotten over 100. I haven't seen the most recent. Could this get over 150 million views on Twitter? That is astounding, but it's possible. Why? Maybe you've never called before. Why are people so fired up? I gave you some of the reasons. But here's Tarlo trying to tamp down Nick Shirley.
It's going to get incredibly complicated for him. And I'm sure that he and his team are talking about whether he could mount another, you know, I don't want to say challenge because Donald Trump won't be running again. But obviously, he's been considering 2028. I think that that will be more difficult when something like this has gone on in your state while you were in office, even if you are not personally involved in it. The program that he was talking about that you referenced, Kellyanne, is school lunches, which I've seen no fraud about that, that kids go to school and they get lunch as they should. Okay. Yes, school lunch is a good thing. Sometimes breakfast, too, even. Nick Shirley's reporting, there's no way that this kid walking around uncovered $100 million worth of fraud on his own. There have been tons of people working behind the scenes quietly, including independent local journalists that have been exposing this. I don't know about the veracity of every single thing that he's gone and seen. That's being debated online. But obviously, there's a huge problem here. It does Democrats no favors to get partisan about this and to dig in and say, oh, it absolutely couldn't be happening because it's my team that this happened to. The argument that it has not been being covered is ludicrous. People don't want to just simple Google searches. The biggest story about this came from the New York Times, and it made liberals look terrible. That's where Guy was referencing emails from people who worked at Feeding Our Future saying we're going to call you a bunch of racists. That was published in the New York Times.
Okay. All right. Fair point on that. We're talking about the broadest media, the TV media and others. No, and they just, this is just like Frankie Scales with Krasner. You know, you get, but there's another kid out there, I think he's 22, in Columbus, Ohio, exposing the Somali population there and the fake daycare centers. Probably the most unforgivable thing to me, beyond unforgivable, is the phony autism thing. Just think of how big of a problem this is, trying to come to grips with this, and these creeps and the creep parents going along with them, paying them off to say their kid has autism, they get money and both parties then get paid. So it's not just the Frosters. This is widespread. I would put every one of those parents in jail. But it's got to start with Walz, the head of fraud. They actually have a head of fraud. There's so much of it in Minnesota. It's come after Walz today. Walz, Ellison, every one of them. At least be indicted. You don't know what juries and judges would do in a place like Minnesota. I got it. And Cash Patel and the FBI has been on the clock. They're not coming up big here. No, it's primarily this guy and social media. He knows how to tell a story. He saw right away. My eye would say the same thing. Hey, Nick, I know there's nobody there, but look at the sign. Go with the sign. Put the sign up all day long. And our buddy Mike Opelka has up on his daily feed what he sends out. He has a guy who's a talk show host dressed up in a cap and gown, standing in front of the sign, photoshopped, and he's got his certificate from the Learing Center in full bore in front of him, okay? So this is the story. It's going to continue to be the story. I'm going to be watching to call him as I see them with guys like Cash Patel. I'm not enamored with him as the head of the FBI. If you are, I don't know why. And we'll see how many people actually get indicted here. That's a critical thing. All right, let me go to Charlie in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, good afternoon.
Hey, Don. I think the Autobahn might be the most expensive toll road. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good guess, but no, we don't have to be able to go 100 on it. It's not the Autobahn. A little bit closer to home, not the Autobahn. What else you have, Charlie?
I'm sure you would remember it being from Philadelphia, but back like in the 72, 73. I was still in high school at Washington, and you started seeing posters in Busselton Avenue and went, I don't know, 95, free Soviet jewelry. Well, a friend of mine became a postman right out of high school, and I remember him telling me from Busselton Avenue, on Busselton Avenue from Byberry down to Cottman, all the apartment buildings went Section 8 for these Russians that they were letting in. I was like, what's Section 8? He said, it's free housing. They don't have to pay rent.
Well, Section 8 is the destroyer of neighborhoods, destroyer of the people that live anywhere near it. Charlie, sorry, you got a really bad phone, funny, bad thing. Yeah, sure. Section 8. I would say the Russians that were sent here were not Sterling. I've told you the stories we've had on people that worked in supermarkets. They'd come in and they would be at the checkout line and start negotiating how much they were going to pay for peanut butter. It doesn't work that way here. You can't do that. All right. I got a great side today. No contest, though. No prize this week. We're in a prize-free zone. So, we're not even going to declare a winner. I'll say who I think. Henry, you can say. And Sean, you can say who you think. I'm going to leave it at that. Just the fun of it. Stay in shape here. It's like the Eagles, who I am shocked. I'll give you the side in a moment. There's even a doubt that they won't play their starters on Sunday. That's crazy talk. You get to second seed, that's a big deal.
Yeah, not as much as it was.
Well, wait a minute, though. You're discounting the home field advantage here. Second, arguably,
I get that.
To none.
Yeah, I get that in the next round. I do understand that.
I wouldn't say it's a sure win, but I'm thinking of San Francisco running wild. Yeah, what happened when they came in here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what happens here. It's bedlam. You're afraid the night before, even. You're afraid. You have all the rumors. Don't order out. You know, don't order food there. Bring your own food in. They know that.
It's either San Francisco is going to be below us or above us. This the outcome of our game doesn't matter.
Well, no, I'm just saying the home as an illustration of a home field advantage. So I think the Bears have a good shot at losing.
Oh,
I think the Lions,
yeah,
I think they're on the ropes. And I think
the Lions are done, just so we're clear.
I don't necessarily think you're going to beat the Commodores with backups. I think that's going to be.
I mean, yeah. I know they're going to come and fight because of what happened two weeks ago.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they have a coach that will be stoking them to do that. I think, and if you lose that and lose, oh, man, that's very difficult. So we'll see.
We will see. I mean, I do think the Eagles backups can still win that game.
I would play them, monitor the other game, and go from there. Okay. Side question today. Again, no prize, no winner. Next 4 days. Although I suddenly, they fell into my lap. I think I have four great sides that have just come to me here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'll always be looking for backups. So, Brigitte Bardot passes away at the age of 91. And Brigitte Bardot rivaled the Italian sex symbols. And then went on to be an animal rights activist. She was French, Riviera. And she started on the screen in a different kind of role versus other female leads in the late 50s. I mean, that's well before this type of stuff. I think it was in God Created Woman was the breakout. So I'm looking for someone, somebody, something French or related to France. I'm going to take off the obvious, the snobbery. I've been there a couple times. Oh, my God. I don't know if it's the nose type of thing they do or whatever. I'll take off Napoleon, and I'll take off Paris.
Oh.
As, you know, something that pops.
I thought you'd add one more to that list.
Okay, how about you? You can add it.
Well, I don't want to take it away from you, but it's got to be said. It's got to be greatest warrior of all time, Joan of Arc.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah. I forgot Joan of Arc. That's, yeah.
And then,
one of my favorites. How is she at 14 or 15, whatever it was, a female?
Right. Leading
armies.
Leading
armies and defeating everybody so much so they had to burn her at the stake.
Yeah, crazy. Oh,
yeah,
God.
And I don't know if they knew she was a female or what was going on there, but my God, Joan d'Arc. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and
great
then
one. Yeah.
The other one, I'll take the inverse of that. It's
yeah.
I know the French are known for flying their red, white, and blue flag, but
yes.
They're mainly known, I'd say, for flying the white flag, the
yeah,
flag of
that surrender.
Surrender.
Yeah.
Joan
I don't
of
know
Arc
their,
never,
sports
but.
Teams, yeah, but yeah, they do surrender. I mean, the Maginot Line, great, all-time failure.
Mm-hmm.
Modern armies are not going to be able to swing around it.
Famous last words.
Yeah, oh my God, the planning. Okay. Sean, how about yours? You have something, somebody, French, France, anything related to that?
Georges Méliès, maybe? He was a film pioneer around the turn of the century in the 1900s.
Oh, I thought you might go with Roger Vadim.
Never heard of him.
Ugh,
yeah,
you're going way back
either.
Then. Vadim is the one with all these women, Brigitte Bardot and the others, and I think Jane Fonda.
Oh, interesting.
At one point. Yeah. Yeah. He's okay. So you can hit us with a million things on that. Hit us at that at 855-839-1210. Coming up. We'll see if anybody can get it. I have a point with this. This outfit that takes a look at toll roads around the world says, I think they had like 1,000 of them. This is clearly, if you go from beginning to end, the most expensive. We don't know if it's the most expensive by mile. But the totality of this, and it's long, is the most expensive in the entire world. Hint, you probably were on it sometime this year. Joe, yes. Man, when they sent you off on this, his answer, yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Linda Kern stopping by today. We're into full end of the year mode. In fact, I'm thinking of doing tomorrow because I saw the AP pictures of the year today, and they are really, really lacking for 2025. And it's around the entire world. So we might do all-time famous photos tomorrow because I think there have been a couple recent additions in the last 2 or 3 years that make the cut of the top 10. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk first, though. At about with our friends at N3 Oceanic. Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. With Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas. They help you stay vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue Product Consultant at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. You can save up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, it is Dom time. Are you in the habit of continuing to say Happy New Year? I'll be asking you that over the next few days until the magic day, January 7th, according to Larry David. After that, you can't say it. That's just, you must have a writer that just says, all right, we're looking for something curmudgeonly each show. Here's this week's contribution.
No, there's no way that came from a writer. That came straight from him.
Okay. 100%. Or maybe he.
Well, yeah. I tend to agree with him too.
Oh, okay. Why? What's the problem with wishing people, a happy new year?
It's over.
You do it all year.
It's over. You said today, you've already said Happy New Year to like 10 or 11 people. Why aren't you saying Merry Christmas anymore? It's only five days after Christmas.
Because it's different that Christmas, we build up to the celebration. The New Year is something new, ipso facto. Okay. I mean, I wouldn't say it
but then
summer.
When it's old. But then when it's old, say if it's January 3rd, it's past, it's over. We gave it its week of shine.
We got to give it at least the first month. It's got to get us through January. It's a bad month.
No.
Maybe even February. Thank God February is a short month. Mike, we should shorten it even more. You know, maybe that's a way to con ourselves into it's springtime. All right, 855-839-1210. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, I know you're calling a lot this week, so I'm saying Happy New Year to every time that you call in from now to the millennia. Well, we're already there. Another millennia.
I think we got to extend it at least beyond January 6th, just for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Henry, we move into the Christmas season just like we move into the New Year. So I think we say Merry Christmas up and to Christmas, but we say Happy New Year from January 1st on. How long that goes, I don't know.
I'm going to be saying it at Mulligan's this year. I want the banner outside when Johnny puts it up and say, Happy New Year. Downey, get on that right now. Get that sign ready so we have it when we come down there.
I'm all for it. Don, my side answer was a military, basically a mercenary force that earns your citizenship into France the right way. And it was also the excuse for a handful of my friends when their girlfriends would dump them, would say, that's where I'm joining up with. And it was the French Foreign Legion.
Yeah, you don't hear about it as much anymore, but I bet 20 films, Joe, were made about that in some way, shape, or form. Somebody wanted to lose himself or whatever. That's what they used to say.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, by the way, I'll ask you this, Joe. I'm a fan, too, and you're on top of this. That's why I'm asking you. I might do a side on this one of these days. We say he's no Einstein. That has stuck. We don't say he's no Elon Musk. I don't think that's going to work. But I saw the guy. Yeah, I saw the guy on CNN today, Harry Enten, say that Vance is doing so well, he's lapping the others like Mario Andretti. Now, wait a minute, Mario Andretti's pretty good, but is he the racer you think of all time?
No.
Yeah.
No. You got to probably one of the Italian guys like Emerson Fittipaldi or, you know.
Wait a minute, Joe. I knew you were going to go Italian, even more Italian than Mario Andretti. That's why I threw it out.
And they're both Roman because their name ends in an I,
yeah.
Not an O.
Right.
But, I mean, there's many an Indianapolis racer that
A.J. Foyt is the one that I think of.
Okay. I mean, you had a few of them, Bobby Rahal. There were some good ones. Mario, I think, and he lived off it for the longest time. I think he only won one Indianapolis 500.
Right. He did, yeah.
Good. All right. Well, that's the Italian Legion sticking up for their guys, but I'd rather stick up for, like, Franco's Italian Army.
Gotcha. Thank you, Joe. Henry, do you have a race car driver? He's lapping him. Vance is lapping him like?
Max Verstappen.
Okay. All right. We had to ask. All right.
All right. Did.
So, yeah. You know, I just, when I saw that today on Twitter, Mario Andretti, I'm thinking, the Einstein thing still sticks, though. I think it will forever.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a mystique. It's a hair, too.
The hair, the picture with the tongue out, the whole E equals MC squared.
Yeah. He's, Einstein's beyond that. You're not going to say Elon Musk. All right. I don't know what you would say now. He's no, if you wanted some male who had millions of female followers. He's no George Clooney, please.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, George Clooney and the wife have been granted French citizenship.
I saw that.
So I will use that, not French, not the French part, but on, when do I have that one planned for? I think New Year's Day. And I think we might do something Greece or a Greek to honor Xenos and Drew of Upper Darby and all Greeks out there. Later this week.
Greek
New Year.
Never
done that. Yeah. Greek New Year. Okay. I asked, what is the toll road that experts say is the most pricey if you go from one end to the other of this toll road? No one seems to know what it is by the mile. This isn't the entire world. Ed in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Ed.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ed. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to say it's my pet peeve. It's the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
It is. Why is it your pet peeve? Yes.
Well, due to the fact that I weekly travel to the Poconos.
Right.
And I'm traveling with a couple of service canine dogs. So I choose to take the back roads with a small garden trailer. And it cost me $47 from 28, which is Route 1 there at that street road, to get up to Jim Thorpe. $47 one way.
Yeah, and Ed, it's in the news again because, of course, the reason I'm mentioning it, they're raising the rates again come the new year. How can you be the most expensive in the world and you get to raise the rates?
Well, I've studied it, and if you do a couple years in the rear, mm-hmm. it was 6%. So now they're trying to convince you that at 3% is a savings, and it's going to stay that way for the next 25 years. People just don't understand.
Yeah, no, Ed, it is, and the corruption, the patronage jobs, people that get sent there, it is a scandal. And the reason it goes on, the Republicans have a blind eye. As long as they get their crumbs of it, they're not going to. It's $47. Wow.
Yeah, so I will never travel the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
I hear you.
If it weren't a felony or evading your tag, I'd cloak my tag. But now it's, you can't do those type of things.
$47 from where he is to get the right app to go.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And yet, you know, and I'm not getting that from that Inquirer. I'm getting from my buddy Gina Pope, who does something for the Commonwealth Foundation. The Inquirer and others, oh, yeah, 3%, as he said. Oh, not bad. Inflation, you know. How much can you charge? I don't even think the Jersey Turnpike is close to it, even though they've upped things astronomically. They just do it. If both parties are in on it, and there's nobody that pushes back, $47 for that guy.
And to think it started as a free road when they first established the turnpike. Yeah.
But this is from end to end. I'm not sure where it begins. I think Pittsburgh must be the end from where we are. It's the most costly on the record in the entire world. And yet they blatantly are out there. Yeah, we're raising rates again this year. Shouldn't that be a headline over at the Inquirer? Guys that are lazy, get your feet off the desk, listen to the show, just write down what I say. You got tomorrow's news. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with Linda Kearns. Two things. What is it that happened this year and projecting into the future on her daily day job beat? And then her talk show hosting, what does she think is the big story of this year, or some of the stories that she was most intrigued with? Yeah, we'll have to throw in an additional Elvis. Oh, by the way, there are now, that we know of, according to this, I'll ask Linda this. No looking it up, Linda. There are now 5 musicians/singers musical that are undisputed by all accounts, billionaires.
I saw.
And one of them, this creep, goes to audiences and does a whole shtick about how he's not a billionaire. And he might be the most obvious on paper that we can track to know that he is a billionaire. And two of them are in a family. One family of billionaires. Who are those 5? Musicologist Linda Kearns next, here on Talk Radio 12.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Oh, gosh. That guy's a piker. He's not a billionaire, as far as I know. Neither is Sinatra. That's a crime, not anything else. All right, Linda Kearns joining us. Wanted to, with some of our real favorites, start the countdown, Larry David aside, on the new year, today, tomorrow. Things that happen this year in their field of endeavor, like making sure we continue to have a shot at winning elections in Pennsylvania. That would be Linda Kearns. But then adding the portfolio of a talk show host this year, what did she see as some of the stories most intriguing that interested her? And Henry and I just talking about, we now have 5 musical talents. And some of it's added. Their musical talent then allows them to make endorsement money, call it what you will. But they are certified billionaires. And one of them, and I'll give you what he tells audiences about this, it's just... And I'm not like Dan. Henry's more neutral. I'm not like Dan. I see what his talent is, but it's fraudulent. It's been fraudulent the last 10 or 15 years because what it was built on is not who he is now. And I don't see how you can do the two things, particularly when your daughter's doing dressage across Europe for $250,000. Singing about Jersey tank towns gets a little bit under my skin here. All right, let me go to Linda Kearns here. Hey, Linda, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Dom. And you know I've been doing these guest host shifts, and your job is difficult. And I just want to congratulate you on what a great job you do, because it is not easy, and I can now say firsthand.
Well, let me get that copy right now, Henry. Take it. Call Ro right now up. She hasn't talked to you yet, and say, she says to me, Linda, you talk for 3 hours a day. Put out the garbage. Come on. She actually said,
you're a radio star. She should be waiting on you. You should get home, and she should have your slippers ready and a cocktail and your recliner all set with your pillows fluffed. And you can record that and send that to her, because it is not an easy job.
And she should shovel the snow if there is any snow, too. Put that down, Linda.
Absolutely.
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 So, Linda, you want to make a guess now. Elvis is not what? Well, I don't know. Postmortem, I'm sure his estate over the years has garnered $1 billion, and I think Sinatra has too. But there are five living musical talents now who are billionaires. The last one just happened because of a recent tour. Who do you think gets into that?
Well, I heard you talking about, you know, someone's daughter going across Europe
Yes. In
that with those fancy horses. So I know it's Bruce Springsteen, but I hate to even say his name, because as a kid, I loved his music, but I don't even recognize his music anymore. And I just think these musicians should just kind of stay out of politics and get on stage and entertain. And when they don't stay in their lane, it turns off half their audience.
It does. And what he says, Linda, in this article, he says, he tells the audience, if that were the case, I'd have a nicer car. Can you imagine standing up there, you're worth $1 billion, and saying I'd have a nicer car? Would you drive it, Bruce? At least drive it sober, as we remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even name any of his songs in the last, I don't know, 20 years. I listened to him long ago when I was a kid.
So it's him. How about the family? There's two of them in this, husband and wife.
That's got to be, I can't name these people's songs. Is it Beyonce? I know she makes a lot of money.
Yes,
but I can't even name a song.
It is Beyonce, and she's gone country now, Beyonce. And Jay-Z, the two of them are each worth $1 billion on their own.
They must be selling something other than music.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's one of the biggest agents in the world, that kind of stuff. The other two, of course, Taylor Swift, and on her own, she's $1.3 billion, and Rihanna. And a lot of that, I think, is fashion oriented, you know, the whole thing. Right. But there are five right there. And when I see Jay-Z, Beyonce somewhat, attack the cops, you know, make some statements. America's pretty good when you're both billionaires. And that Beyonce's accepted so much to make that kind of money going into country, a genre that she just has gone to. America must be pretty good.
Yeah, wasn't she paid, too, to do a concert for the Harris campaign? Isn't that how Harris blew through all that money in such a short amount of time?
Exactly. Yeah, one Harris concert and you might make a billionaire pretty easily. So, Linda, in your field, in your day job, which you are diversified all over the place, we've learned some of the people you represent. What's the story here this year with election fraud, et cetera, et cetera? Does the Minnesota story, for example, help to cut down on fraud because of the general nature of this? And people are really I'm sensitized. I don't know how you win in Pennsylvania if you're a Republican. The Somali voters are a big block vote. We know that for Democrats.
Well, I think the Minnesota story tells us, the one about all the daycares, is that anytime the government is giving out gobs of money, there's also going to be gobs of corruption. I mean, people just are going to line up to figure out how can we basically steal that money, and instead of actually providing the services that the government wants. As far as looking back on 2025 here in Pennsylvania, I think what we witnessed in this off-year election is a lot of basically institutional failures. Lackawanna County, they sent out the wrong ballots to Republican voters in the primary. This Chester County debacle, not even putting the right names in the poll books.
Hey, Linda, hold up with that, too. And as much as this is my obsession, I didn't obsess today on that. They're on the clock. We're past Christmas. It's going to go into a new year, and they still haven't told us officially what happened. Now, you think you've got to do it this year. Yeah.
They should write me a check for $35,000 because I know what happened.
Right.
No one proofread it.
Right.
No one proofread it. No one opened those books before they went out and looked at them and did any spot check whatsoever. So the $35,000 are going to give that law firm, they could save it. In fact, I won't even take it. And that's the answer. And I think it all goes back to leadership, because what is still kicking around the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania is this case of Baxter versus Philadelphia Board of Elections, which originated back in the 2024 election over, guess what, whether or not we need to date these mail ballots. And I hope our voters realize that the Secretary of State, Al Schmidt, he filed a brief. And in that brief, he is taking the side that mail ballots don't need to be dated. He filed a brief as a friend of the court,
mm-hmm.
and that's the side he took. The Secretary of State is taking the side that a duly passed law by the legislature does not need to be filed, is not needed. And I think that is all you need to know about elections in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We have this passive Secretary of State who is not he's not taking the stand that needs to be taken in order to make our elections better. I mean, imagine if I was Secretary of State, Tom. You think I would have filed that brief?
That's where I was going to go. Boy, over in Bucks County, Diane Merseglia would be answering in court for what they did in the 2024 election and how difficult they
yep.
made things. And I think Al has moved from passive into slightly moving the ball the other way and helping it, based upon what you just said. That's correct. He's moved. He's not even passive now.
Right. And when Shapiro talks about how he appointed a Republican
right.
Secretary of State, anyone who really thinks Al Schmidt is a Republican is completely fooling themselves. I mean, I can't think of one thing that he's done that we would consider part of Republican values. So that's just been a real, real disappointment. But what we need is these local and state parties to really, really step up. And look, I recognize it's difficult. They're you know, for the most part, volunteer positions. You don't have the time. And that's why what we see in these presidential elections is the RNC and the presidential campaign coming in with the resources to fix all this. But we need to be doing it day in, day out.
How do you feel then going into the midterms? The congressional elections are going to be, well, incredibly hard fought. And I think the Supreme Court, Linda, is going to rule, it would be in June or so, right? And I think they're going to rule you cannot gerrymander just to have an affirmative action, a black or Hispanic congressperson move it around, that day has passed under Voting Rights Act or whatever it was. If they do that, I think there are going to be 4, 5 to 8 congressional districts up for grabs.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court does the right thing, but the midterms are going to be tough. It's always going to be tough when you're the guy in the White House. Your party's always going to have a tough time. And so we have the headwinds against us, and then we just have basically a media that's going to be basically shilling for the Democrats. So it is going to be a tough year, but whenever I talk about this stuff, I don't want voters to lose hope. I mean, I have never missed a vote, even if I mean, I live in Philadelphia, so for the most part, mm-hmm. the people I vote for never get in. But you can't miss a vote. You have to show up. You have to encourage your family and friends to show up. And that's a big part of the game. So that's the message that I want voters to hear. You have to show up. And if you have time, then volunteer. Call your local party. Volunteer. We always need people.
Absolutely. It's your lottery ticket, says Linda Kearns, and that's correct. Linda, when are you on again?
I'm on tonight from 7 to 10, filling in for Jimmy Fallon. Justin Otero is my producer. So we've been having fun. And, you know, I was thinking last night when I finished, because I was on 7 to 10 last night, it's almost like a little vacation, because for that those 3 hours, I'm not thinking about anything else except the radio and talking to the audience. So it's a little vacation for me. I can kind of, you know, forget all my problems. But going into 26, are we going to have a rematch on the Elvis Sinatra debate?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, anywhere. Fair? Yes, yes.
Can we make it fair? You're not going to pack the whole room with these South Philly people who are going to vote your way. I want to make sure it's fair.
No, we're going to call the Elvis lookalike contest and have them all there. we're going to even up the deck because I can make a much more persuasive case.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Absolutely.
And hey, I heard, just speaking about French people, did you see that George Clooney,
yes,
has now become a French citizen?
Yes, that is going to be the side question on New Year's Day, Linda. So, yeah, we're on it. So,
I'm wondering if he's a French citizen, if he gave up his United States citizenship, there's prohibitions on him contributing to candidates then.
Exactly.
But we won't know if he gave up his United States citizenship.
I don't think he will. You know, I don't think you ought to be a citizen of two countries. So make a choice. You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Tom. I'm absolutely with you on that. Do you want me to give Ro a call to make sure that the slippers,
yes,
and the drink are waiting when you get
please,
home from your
absolutely
radio?
Absolutely. She loves listening to you. So I'm sure that will sway her, Linda. Do you have anybody on with you tonight, 7 to 10?
Yeah, well, first of all, Justin, who has been awesome as a producer, he's just awesome. But tonight I have Steve Malloy is scheduled. He's going to talk about, he's an energy expert.
Yep.
But I just booked Joe DeFelice.
Oh, boy, my favorite guy.
But I booked him not because of his role in the Trump administration, but because he's a mummer. And he's a mummer with Froggy Carr in the Wench Brigade. He does it every year with his son. He sends me pictures every year. He puts them on Facebook. And it's his son's favorite day of the year. So I'm going to just talk to Joe about what's it like to be a mummer. And so that should be good. And then I have on a woman from the Wall Street Journal, Alicia Finlay. She just wrote a really cool article about cell phones and children's eyesight. So I'm going to talk to her about that. And then I have another woman on, Colleen Kinder, who's a teacher who wrote a piece for the New York Times about how she took away the cell phones from the students during an entire 6-week course and the effect on the students' productivity. So that's kind of what I'll be talking about tonight. And of course, we play Elvis for all the bumper music. So if you need your Elvis fix, please tune in.
Throw in Frank Sinatra. Even Elvis can't sing My Way. I got to tell you, I love Elvis. He'd be second place. Can't sing My Way, though.
All right, I'll have to talk to Justin about that.
All right, thanks, Linda. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you, Henry, for booking me. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. We've almost exceeded, according to Larry David, our Happy New Year. I have to ask Sean. I can't imagine on this. Sean, you don't seem like a guy who you'll be saying Happy New Year past January 7th, right?
I mean, to people I haven't seen since
That's what
New
I mean,
Year.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can get away with doing it twice, you know, if I didn't say Happy New Year to you, but...
Yeah, like if I don't see you until the 10th, I'll say Happy New
Year.
There
you go. There you go. There you go. A man who is libertarian on all issues, I think, like this.
Maybe if there's someone in my close circle that I haven't seen for whatever reason.
Okay.
But, like, that's got to be the one exception to the rule.
All right.
Otherwise, no, you're not getting one. Sorry.
855-839-1210. Side question today. No prize. Just the fun of it. Hit us with something. Joe had French Legion. The French Legion. Good one. Something French. Food. People. I think the person probably represents the snobbery of the French and just the whole carriage. Charles de Gaulle. He's not recent, but just the look. I don't know today. Macron is not what I think of when I think of that form of look or arrogance. I'm trying to think of who's French today that would have that.
No, the guy now reminds me of the white flag. Just
yes.
Someone that
okay.
would just
yeah.
immediately be like, yep, yeah. push me over. Go ahead.
And I think there are still huge smokers, unbelievable yes. smokers. Yeah. I thought it was mainly in Asia where they sell cigarettes now, but the French, like chain smoking, yeah.
Europe especially. I when I was in Ireland, the amount of cigarette butts I saw on the
Ireland,
was,
the Irish too?
Yeah,
wow.
It was shocking.
It's surprising here. It's a bygone day for that. I don't even know if it's 15% of people are regular smokers now. It's something like that. All righty. It's 855-839-1210. Get in on the side. We've got more great people coming up too. More to like the toll road question. And January 7th for New Year's on Talk Radio 1210.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT on demand. On demand.
Here we go. That's a billionaire. All right. Put a ring on it. I don't know what the most recent is, the country stuff. All right. 855-839-1210. Oh, God. Newcomer of 2025. Who's our best newcomer? Let me see. He may be in the on-deck circle coming up here in a moment. Well, let me go to him now. It's a holiday season here. Let's say Happy New Year. And in his honor, I think the Friday question will be all things Greek. Never knew that Drew of Upper Darby was half Greek.
Yeah.
Zenos, newcomer of the year, potentially, I believe. Hey, Zenos, Happy New Year.
I'll tell it to you in Greek, Dom. Chronia pola. That means many years to you in Greek. The way we say it.
What is the Greek drink of choice? Is Grecian wine? Is there any such thing as Greek wine?
Oh, Dom, Greece has a very big wine culture. And it goes back to ancient times. Wherever they visit or conquered, they would bring olive oil, the wine, and the Greek culture with them. Oh, yeah, Greece has a very big wine culture. It's just they keep it under the hat.
Okay.
What about ouzo, Zenos?
Ouzo. That is a drink, ouzo.
Yes.
And it's very famous from the island of Mycenae. They're very popular with that. And it's Metaxa is the other one. It's a cognac, but they can't use that name. Drew said that about Seven Star, which is hard to get around here because we got a whack job state store system. If it was private, we didn't be able to get it.
Yeah, they're against the Greeks. I agree with you on that state store stuff. So, Zenos, who's the French person for you?
The French person for me would have to be Madame Curie, the one that was messing around with radiation, and she died. She died from it after a while, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's my question. And, Dom, you said, you know, about Happy New Year and
yes.
Christmas. If you go to the Russian Orthodox Church or the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, and there's even some churches in Greece, you can say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year up to January 7th, because in the old calendar, that is still Christmas.
Ah, very nice. Thank you, Zenos. Now, Madame Curie, I'm not sure she's French. Why am I thinking she's in Dan's part of the world? I don't know why I'm thinking. Am I confusing her with somebody
else?
Yeah,
she is Polish.
Polish, right, yeah.
I guess she died in France.
Okay, there you go. No, I think she's Polish. I thought she was.
Her husband, yes. Pierre Curie.
Oh, and, well, a guy named Pierre, yeah.
And
yeah.
She worked with Henri de Querelle.
Yeah,
very French names.
It's
yeah.
saying here that she was a naturalized French.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I still count her with Dan's side, you know, the Polish side. He needs some help there. If you got a genius or somebody very scientific, we got to put him in the Borowski column there. Even though naturalized French, she came from Poland. There we go.
I mean, the name sounds French enough, Marie Curie.
Yeah. I guess. But I remember reading when she first, you know, and not only that, a female again in that field and fooling mm-hmm. around with radioactive stuff. Wow. All right. Coming up, Dr. Oz. I was texting with him just in the last day or so. And he didn't tell me about this, so I got to get him on. I'm going to use that as our next method to get him on. From NJ.com, Dr. Oz wants AI to decide what procedures people need. New Jersey will be a testing ground. Whoa, wait a minute. I'll give you the details on this. And Dr. Oz and I are really good, really friendly. We have been for years. But on this one, AI, if you're in Jersey, will say what procedure you get in order to cut down on fraud. This doesn't sound so good. I don't want to go before AI. But Doc, that's it. You're getting the machete procedure and nothing else.
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210. That's all next.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.